HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to the HD Brunch podcast. The weekly companion to your printed copy of HD Brunch, where I, your host Karishma Kunzang from Team Brunch, give you a behind the scenes of what you'll be reading on Sunday. There'll be interviews with the biggest Bollywood celebrities talking about things that matter to them. You'll also get to know a little more about the columns by Veer Sanghvi and Seema Goswami from the columnists themselves. Why should you listen to it? Well, it's one of India's top Sunday magazines. It has the best editors, columnists, and opinion leaders bringing you what's happening around town. Listen on for an additional dose of brunch. This series is available on hdsmartcast.com, India's fastest growing podcast producing platform.
Hey guys, how's it going? Well, it's Christmas, and this year Christmas is about more than just being with your family, you know? I mean, in some cases, traveling to your family for the holidays could do more harm than good. So I guess it's a really weird year, and what you can do though is embrace the spirit of Christmas and help out whoever you can in whatever way you can. And no one's done that better in 2020 than actor and HD Brunch Christmas cover star Sonu Sood. I mean, he arranged buses for migrant laborers to be transported to their hometowns during the lockdown, and recently also raised around 10 crores for the needy. I mean, I think he's more heroic than any of the roles he's ever played in movies. Listen on to hear what the Santa of 2020, has to say about finding his true calling and lessons he's hoping to inspire in his 18-year-old son and gym partner Ishan in a candid chat with me earlier this week. Hi Sonu, congratulations on the HD Brunch cover and welcome to the HD Brunch podcast. Everyone knows all you've done for the migrants. What was the trigger that made you get so involved?
No, I don't know when it happened, how it happened. I feel it was a journey that I was on with all these people, sending them food, the need, wherever they want to stay. But then there's a lot of people who were traveling by roads. They were just walking towards Karnataka and all. That's the first time I saw these people, and I thought, you know, we can't let them walk. And I remember a very close friend of mine, Neeti Goyal. You know, we both were distributing fruits on this place in Thana called Kalwa Chowk. And when we saw these 350 people walking on the road, so we intervened and he said, you know, let me get some permissions for you. And that's the first time I arranged all those permissions for them to travel back to Karnataka, and they went. So I think that was one point which gave me faith and courage to try this, to send all these people back to their native states. And this is how it started, from Karnataka to UP to Bihar to Jharkhand to the rest of the country.
Is it something that has been a part of you? Is it who Sonu Sood is, you know? And we're now seeing it in 2020 because it's all that everybody is talking about. So was it a part of your upbringing, you know, where you taught ki, yaar, jahan madad hai, wahan karni chahiye, which is something that a lot of people seem to have forgotten in today's day and age. So tell us a little about that. Like, is it just something that that has always been a part of you?
Yeah, I always remember those lines by my mother. She said, you know, consider yourself successful the day you're able to help a needy who is not expecting any help from you. And if you're able to change that life. So I think that's the day you can, say that you're a successful man. And my dad, who always used to have langar in front of his shop in Moga, which we have in Punjab called Bombay Cloth House. And he used to distribute langar every week. So I think that was my learning ground, a school from where I was trained knowingly and unknowingly. And I grew up in that environment. I think that's what, I was taught as a kid, that, you know, you have to go out, help people and change their lives. So I think this pandemic was a ground where I, you know, could explore myself. Yeah, I got introduced to myself. You know, I always thought that I came to the city to become an actor. Yeah, we became an actor, did films in different languages. But I think when you're able to do something like this, that's the time you actually connect with your soul and you feel that, okay, this is what you actually came to the city for.
Now, tell us a little about Sonu Sood, the father. You have a teenage son and you have one who's a little younger. So, are you a strict dad?
I have two boys, and again, that brings a huge responsibility on your shoulders, that you have to spend time with them, you have to train them, you have to tell them how the life is going to be. It's a tough situation. It's a very competitive field. But I'm glad that somehow the upbringing has always kept them grounded, rooted to you know, what family they belong to. All thanks to my wife also, who's been spending a lot of time with them and giving them lessons, which is the most important thing to be taught to a newer generation. We are living in a time of in the times of social media, where there's so much of exposure is there, but again, empathy, goodness, hard work, these are few lessons that needs to be embedded in your system.
We saw a video of you working out with your older one. And so tell us about that. Like, how long have you guys been working out for together? Who gives who tips? How does it work? Has the equation changed?
Spending time together in the gym is very special. It still makes me, you know, I sometimes think, you know, it was yesterday when Ishan was born, and together, now we're together working out in the gym. So it motivates me also. And I'm glad that, you know, sometimes the whole family is together in the gym. You know, Sonali is on the treadmill, Ishan will be doing some push-ups, I'll be doing some chin-ups, and Ayan will be doing some his daily workout routines. So I'm glad that, you know, rather than spending time in the restaurants, we love spending time in the gyms. We all love fitness, and I'm glad that even Ishan and Ayan are quite inclined towards it. But yeah, we love training together whenever we get time, though our timings are different. By the time Ishan wakes up, I've already finished my gym in the morning.
A lot of parents, they're like, we should be able to control what our kids do on the internet. Do you think that that's just impossible to do? And if you try to do that, it just backfire? Or do you believe
it's impossible to do that. We haven't gone into that zone where we try to control and set boundaries. But I know kids have to be wise enough to take those decisions which are right and which are wrong. And like I said, you know, the newer generation is very smart. You don't need to teach them. They know everything.
And what does Christmas mean to you?
So I think Christmas for me is not celebrating with your loved one, just your loved one, but celebrating with someone who needs you. Be a Santa Claus to someone. You know, I think in after pandemic, we need more Santa Claus.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. And thank you for everything that you're doing.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you.
Thanks.
I've tried my hand at multiple recipes during the lockdown, including a Hyderabadi mutton biryani, thanks to Chef Kunal Kapoor's easy-to-follow YouTube video I stumbled across. I've made it 4 times so far, and that's given me a decent andaz of the ingredients. Though it's my favorite biryani, I do miss Kolkata-style biryani, which I've been tempted to order in, especially since lockdown eased a tad and I slipped back into my pre-pandemic ordering in ways. What with so many restaurants, cloud kitchens and home cooks whipping up scrumptious regional meals, well, I couldn't resist. Here's what HT Brunch columnist Veer Sanghvi has to say about the most ordered in dish during the lockdown.
If you're fond of eating out, you'll know that during this whole pandemic period, when you can't really eat out and you have to eat in, there have been 2 significant developments. Both, I think, are self-evident. The first is the growth of delivery, because we can't go out. And the second is the rise in the popularity of biryani, which is now the most ordered dish on delivery. Now, both of these have slight drawbacks. First of all, restaurants and hotels have not understood delivery. They're still selling us the same overpriced stuff they sell in their hotels. Secondly, the biryani you get has no real regional origin. It's just sort of amorphous mishmash. Both, I think, are now being corrected. I tried the biryanis from ITC Hotels, and it's an unusual range because it's a range of, what, I think, 10 or 8 biryanis, which are made at non-5-star prices, but to 5-star food quality standards, which are sold out to anybody who orders any ITC hotel or goes on the net. And you get for, not cheap, but certainly not Maurya prices or Maratha prices, for between 700 and 800, a good biryani, a salan, and a gulab jamun. And you can get Bori biryanis, Calcutta biryanis, South Indian pulaus. You get all kinds. The significance of this for me is that hotels and restaurants are suddenly realizing, finally realizing, that it doesn't matter that they won't get so many people coming to their restaurants. There's lots of people out there who want good food, who want food made to authentic recipes, to the highest hygiene standards, but will not pay hotel prices. That's changing now. And as for biryani, what can I say? I'm a bore on the subject. The more biryanis, the better it is.
What are your plans for New Year's Eve? I would love to bid goodbye to 2020 in a memorable way, but going out and partying or even meeting people isn't an option. Because if this year has taught us anything, it's to hold our loved ones close and strive to do better as people and as a society. Step one towards that, stay at home and stay hopeful. I mean, I was supposed to be back home in Delhi for Christmas, but somehow that just didn't work out. I realized I could either be sad about it or I could be grateful that I'm COVID-free, have a job that I love, and know that my loved ones are safe and healthy. Sure, I would love to go for a picnic and, enjoy the warm, lazy sun in Delhi, but it's just not worth the risk. So this New Year's Eve, I'm going to be in my PJs and have a home-cooked meal ready and probably going to offer a movie marathon. I think it's going to be Harry Potter, given how desperately we need some magic right now. And of course, there's going to be a cup of hot chocolate, even though I'm in Bombay. Listen on for HT Brunch columnist Seema Goswami's New Year's Eve plan.
It's been a hell of a year, hasn't it? We've been stuck at home for, what, well on 9 months, too scared of venturing out for fear of getting COVID. No wonder then that most of us can't wait to bid 2020 goodbye. But how do we do that? We can't really party like we did every other year, gathering with friends and family to dance the night away. And yet, it's important to bid this year goodbye and welcome the next one, which will, with a bit of luck, be a better one. So what's the best way to celebrate on this New Year's Eve? Well, ideally, we should all stay home with our loved ones, open a nice bottle or two of champagne, order in some biryani and have a cozy evening in. But if that doesn't appeal to you, then I guess you could check into a local hotel for a staycation, have a nice New Year's dinner with all the trimmings, and then wake up the next morning to breakfast in bed, which, if you ask me, is the ultimate luxury. And then there's the option of going completely old school, packing a hamper with aloo parathas, samosas, pakoras, pastries, and a few thermoses of tea and coffee, and heading out to a scenic spot for a good old picnic. But however you celebrate, I just want to take this opportunity to wish all of you a very happy New Year indeed. After all, it can't be worse than this one.
The last 2 weeks of December are all about good food, snuggling in cozy blankets with a book and a hot cup of coffee, and of course, soaking in some lazy winter sun. And then there's Christmas carols. While I struggle with the lyrics, my favorite is Silent Night, preferably an a cappella version, which is full of magical harmonies, which is perfect for the vibe. Another favorite is All I Want for Christmas by Mariah Carey, a rendition of which I got Delhi singer-songwriter Pia Poddar to sing for you. the versatile singer whose work I've been following since I came across her through Zephyr, my college Kamala Nehru's music society years ago, has arranged the song from scratch and it only comprises layers of vocals. Hope you enjoy this beautiful rendition. And Merry Christmas!
Hi, my name is Pia Poddar and today I'm going to be covering All I Want for Christmas by Mariah Carey. This cover has been recorded completely a cappella, which means that no instruments have been used while recording, and all the sounds that you're going to hear are actually produced vocally. Hope you enjoy.
All I want for Christmas is you. I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. Don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I don't need to hang my stocking there up on the fireplace. Santa Claus won't make me happy with a toy on Christmas Day. I just want you for my own. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you. You, baby. I won't ask for much this Christmas. I won't even wish for snow. I'm just gonna keep on waiting underneath the mistletoe. I won't make a list and send it to the North Pole for Saint Nick. I won't even stay awake to hear those magic reindeer click. 'Cause I just want you here tonight, holding on to me so tight. What more can I do? Baby, all I want for Christmas is you. You.
Have a great Sunday brunch.
The weekend is when you take a break from a hectic week, whether it's work from home or work from work. It's also a day to develop perspective on things by not just consuming news, but also analyzing it by listening to different points of views and figuring out what you feel about it. We hope we've been able to do just that with today's HT Brunch podcast. Feel free to give us feedback and suggestions on HT Smartcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or DM us directly at HT Brunch on Instagram and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com or suno Naye Nazariye Se. I will see you back here next weekend with another dose of entertainment that keeps things real. Till then, happy brunching, guys.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast. HT Smartcast.